Men, tired of hair replacement methods that look terrible and just don't work? Well, now, due to a revolutionary process, a full, natural head of hair is no longer just a dream. So why wait? Do what hundreds of active men have already done.
I was completely bald just 6 months ago, until I discovered the Pubic Hair Club for Men.
Yes, the Pubic Hair Club for Men will change your life. And here are the facts. Pubic hair never needs cutting, never needs curling. Just a shot of Cruex, and you're on the go. Say goodbye to expensive body waves and styling bills. Pubic hair is genetically pre-programmed to grow only so much. Puts hair on your head with no overhead.
I had more than enough hair down there, so when Pubic Hair Club moved it up top, I was ecstatic.
We take hundreds of tiny pubic hairs and arrange them in a natural, healthy pattern. The color, the luster, and of course, the undeniable curl that says pubic hair.
Hi, I'm Ned Ulock. And remember, I'm not only president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men, I'm also a client.
So what are you waiting for?
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, do you want to hear the first entry?
Hey, we got a letter already. We got a couple. We got about 20 back there.
Here's the very first one. Dear Don and Mike.
I'm your man.
Nudity.
That's what I am.
Ha. I laugh at the thought. We party every weekend, and it consists of nudity and much more. My girlfriends can drink many men under the table. If you come to my wonderful dead-end street, I guarantee you the best, no holds barred Las Vegas or any other type of show you've ever been to.
Wow.
Now, to make it even better, today at 1 o'clock, my husband is having laser eye surgery. If you come, he will see, for the first time with his new eyes, all the lewd, rude, nude behavior we can dish out.
Wow.
Plenty of room in the house, on a street, to block off with no problem, and the craziest off-the-wall crowd of friends and neighbors you will ever meet, including my mom and dad.
Ah!
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, baby.
Let's call.
Very good. Let's do.
Let us call.
Hold on. Where did this come from? Oh, I'm going to come from work.
We're going to call right now. That's a strong letter.
Sure is.
Mentions the facility and, most importantly, the type of people. People. Just people.
I'm looking for Danielle.
Hey, hello.
I got to do this part off the air. Give me a second. Yeah, is Danielle there?
Yes, Miss
Don and Mike? Thank you.
Like that name.
Mm-hmm. Now enjoying some beautiful hold music.
Hello?
Danielle, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're great. You're on the air.
Okay.
Just got your letter.
Okay.
We like your letter.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm totally serious.
Tell us about you and your friends, Danielle.
Well, they're all crazy.
All crazy?
90% of them are heavy drinkers. Most of the girls could drink you out of under the table.
Right, we got that in a letter.
And my mom and dad are just as crazy as we are.
Okay.
We hang together every weekend. We have a dead-end street. And it would just be cool and fun.
How many people do you think you could get into your house for this party?
How many people could I get into my house? I would say at least 40, 30, 40.
All right, 30 or 40, your closest friends.
And let's see, right here that you're married.
Yes.
How old are you and how old is your husband?
37.
Right in the middle of the demo.
Good demo. Mm-hmm.
Any of your friends, hotties, non-hotties?
Mostly hotties.
Mostly hotties.
Then you have mom and dad. No.
And Danielle, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
You know what? I was thinking of that just in case you called. And
right.
I don't know. I have to ask my husband.
Okay.
I can't think of anybody.
Anyone? Are you a smoker, Danielle?
Yes.
Mike, name the brand.
I'm going to say Newport.
Nope.
Marlboro Lights.
Nope.
Marlboro Reds.
Nope.
Virginia Slims.
You got it.
I was four transgressors.
That's all right. You know, there are lots of cigarettes out there.
Danielle, you are definitely in the running.
You are a finalist in our Las Vegas-style show contest. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends to get ready.
Oh, I will tell them, and they will be more excited than me.
We're going to make the big announcement probably on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, or sooner if we can.
Definitely be listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thanks, Danielle. Bye-bye. All right, you want to hear another one?
Yes.
Here's Don and Mike's show. Please select my house to have your road show, your Las Vegas-style show at, because I will have the most gorgeous babes within city limits. I will have off-duty cops and firemen make sure that everything runs smoothly with the city, and we won't have to worry about anything but an awesome time.
Hey, that sounds good.
If you supply the accessories other than the women and the house, this will be the biggest party in Philadelphia history.
I like that.
The house is a two-story with a basement single house. My neighbors will do anything to gain my friendship. So that base is covered, too. See you guys soon. All right.
I like the confidence. Fantastic. There's potential. Sounds like there. We might have another finalist here. Very exciting. And already, Philadelphia is a buzz.
No pun intended, buzz.
Sorry, buzz. That's okay.
Lance. So we're calling Lance.
Lancelot.
What are you going to do now, Mara?
This part off the air.
Hi, Lance.
Lance?
Yes.
It's Don and Mike.
Hey.
All right, you're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay. There you go. Here is Lance, everybody.
Another strong letter, Lance. What can you add to your letter?
Oh, guys, well, I know it'd be the best time that we can have. Pretty much, I have plenty of women friends, and
now these women friends you mentioned.
Yes,
they're comfortable with nudity.
Oh yeah, sure.
Really?
Now I'll tell you what I like about his. I liked the other one we read,
right?
But I like about this. I like the thought of having off-duty cops around.
Well, off-duty
like
cops.
The party.
That's fun. That's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, cops are fun when they're off-duty.
They sure are.
And the women, they do anything for radio personality.
Well. Hello, Mike. Lance, this is a very strong letter, and you are also a finalist.
Great.
I would hate to pick the winner today.
No, I think we gotta
give it a couple of days.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. I'm sure nobody has nothing better than what I have to offer. So,
you lobbied pretty well with the neighbors that want to endear themselves to you, and also the hot women. What? Give us a ballpark number, Lance. How many women would you get at this party?
About 30 women, 20 guys.
Wow. That's a good ratio.
That's strong.
Mm-hmm. That's a good ratio. All right. Listen, Lance, you're in the finals.
Great.
Stay tuned.
Another finalist, Lance. Thanks, Lance, a lot.
Thanks, Phil.
Very encouraging.
We have been in contact with Philadelphia radio station, WYSB.
They're on board.
Yep. They're cool. Good. We got the sound system worked out. Our man, Spike,
good.
Is your DJ for the evening.
Fantastic. That's right. We didn't mention that. You get music with this, too.
DJ Spike.
So when we're not up on the stage, telling you to take your clothes off, you've got Spike playing the latest hits.
And also, we're covered with all the refreshments.
Good.
We're covered with all the prize money.
Good. Nothing on our pocket.
We're covered well.
Yeah, as usual.
But come on.
Yeah.
We're doing it because...
Hey, who's your buddy?
I know, buddy.
Who said let's do it at somebody's house?
I know, buddy.
There you go.
I give you your props.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just came up with an idea. I'm a close in-law of the mayor of Philly. How about if we could swing some at City Hall?
Get out of here.
City Hall.
No, I'm serious. Actually, I am.
Yes, well, we're not.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Maybe not the best place.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Alaska. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You've been calling those numbers and been getting tangled up those funky sex lines.
Yes.
I was wondering, have you ever come across that Crocodile Hunter guy or the Charlie, the clown guy?
You know, this is an idea guy.
That's an idea, man, in Alaska.
He's just asking.
Wasn't it daytime there?
Leave the driving to us.
What about Charlie, the clown guy?
The clown guy.
I'd hate to get tangled
get
up with him
Charlie.
On a sex line.
I'm Charlie the clown guy.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a clown.
Get to know Charlie.
Charlie the clown guy. Charlie the clown guy.
I feel like Tom Gavin. Come on, Charlie.
Charlie the clown guy. Charlie. Man.
night.
I've got big shoes. I've got a red nose. I'm Charlie the Clown Guy.
Come on, now.
And I'm 8 inches. Around. Charlie the Clown Guy.
Welcome to my carnival.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Alan. Hey, caller.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, I was going to tell him to come a little closer. Squirted him. Who is my big carnation?
Don't you have your carnival for Gary's kids every year?
Yes, I do. I raised lots of money, $12.50 last year. Charlie the Clown Guy.
And if there's enough wit whiskey.
Oh, there will be.
If there's enough Jameson whiskey.
Charlie the Naked Clown Guy.
Can we get some Charlie?
Charlie the D&B Clown Guy.
Naked Charlie Graham.
The Las Vegas Clown Show.
Yeah, you want to get squirted?
The guy there mentioned the nutty, wacky phone lines we've been calling recently.
Yes, of course.
Today, we're going to do something a little different.
All right. Okay. Huh?
Something that we haven't done for a long time. Robbie, you got that stack of tapes?
Oh, yeah.
Bring them in here. I don't know. It's been, I was going through my notes, maybe 7 months since we've called phone whores and just played tapes.
It's fascinating because they try to compete. They
said anything to them.
Right. We don't say anything. We just play our tapes and then they try to communicate.
We got like some new tapes like this one.
Are you still good or something?
Okay, that's a good one.
Right.
And we've got, You Made Your Bill fans are going to love it.
That sounds scrumptious.
We got that.
Now, usually we do it with Major Bill because he sounds the most accurate on the phone.
This one gets a workout.
I beg pardon?
Yeah. And if we use all the Major Bills, they think they're talking to Major Bill.
Right. Hello?
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 we haven't done this in a long time.
Here's a classic one. You ready?
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
Well, who are you, for goodness sake?
I'm Major Bill Smith.
There you go.
What are you going to have to eat?
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad, and...
Oh, wow.
...mashed tomatoes.
This is always good when a phone whore is on the line.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah. There you go.
So you get going with the Major Bill tapes.
I love this one.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Would you identify yourself?
Yeah, very handy.
It's been a long time.
Now we just get them to talk to the tapes.
And then you add in a little of this. You put in a little of this. You get some,
Are you still good or something?
Right, I had that one.
Fantastical.
Right, you get,
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
And, of course, whenever they see something nice.
Thank you.
Lucid Tom.
Thank you.
Saying thank you. So, stand by for action.
Oh, sweetheart. Baby.
Hi there.
Boy, y'all have really tore me apart today.
We're not trying to tear you apart.
Has had his way today.
He will be missed, Major Bill. Yeah. He lives on this show, though, on this fine stage.
So we're going to do the phone ho theater.
Excellent. Right.
Where we don't even speak. I mean, I tell the whore she's on the air.
And then bingo, talk to the tapes. Talk to the hand.
Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's controversial.
The hell you f***ing off?
It's what you won't see on TV.
I'm very, very f***ing sick.
It's Major Bill Smith. Too hot for television.
My f***ing nails grow. All the cotton picking women are jealous of my mother f***ing fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith. The man the censors didn't want you to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill f***ing Smith.
Major Bill Smith, too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
Not available in stores.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sabrina, don't you dare at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Philadelphia.
much as they're trying to screw us out of this Las Vegas style show, they being just a term you could apply to anybody.
Absolutely.
We're making it happen.
Hey, this is big.
Yeah, Anton Fig.
You know, that is a good record, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've been listening to it a lot. Let me talk about Anton Fig before we talk about the Las Vegas style show. I went to his website.
Right.
AntonFig.com.
Yeah.
And it has virtually everything that Anton Fig is doing.
Right.
Except the fact that he was on our show.
Really?
Yeah. He's got like these other radio stations that he's been on, and then he was on some local TV station. And
but no mention of us.
He's going to be somewhere signing drumsticks. And,
right.
And I'm looking all over this thing trying to find a mention of our show.
Right.
Nothing. And we played the record. I mean, this is a good record. Listen to this. Anton Fig singing, it's Ian Neville singing. It's a good record, though.
Very good.
I'm listening to it a lot in my car. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, give us a little credit, Anton Twig.
Anton Zip. Anyway, Philadelphia, we are coming next Friday.
Yeah.
For the Las Vegas style show.
We are still accepting your fax letters as to why we should do the Las Vegas style show from your house.
Again, we show up, we bring everything. Sound system, DJ, music.
Add a little cash for your pocket.
Right. Party favors.
Oh, come on now.
If you're thirsty, anything you might want to drink.
I see.
And, of course, lots of cash to give away.
Well, we ask for you. We want you to provide us with the digs to do it and provide us with some wonderful people to participate.
Our fax number, 800-636-6410. We will be in Philly Friday night doing the Las Vegas-style show.
Excellent.
And we wanted to do it from Atlantic City. That apparently is going to take a little more time to work out.
Sure.
In other words, there were issues, internal issues that we can't talk about on the air with doing it at a at a theater or at a bar.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
We what the hell? We just took everybody else out of the loop.
There you go. We said we'll go to somebody's house. We do what we do best, which is really interact with the listeners.
So now
that's who matters.
Now that we've said that, let's do dialing for phone whores.
Let's interact with phone hoes. Phone hoes theater.
I'm just going to be playing just tapes.
Hi, baby.
Hi there.
You've reached 1-900-258-4ASS. That's 1-900-258-4277.
Right.
I've been waiting for your call. I'm so hot, wet, and horny, I could just explode. Ooh, are you ready?
You gotta bear with me. I'm gonna play the tapes as fast as I can.
All your wildest fantasies come true.
It's tricky.
Yeah, then hold on, baby, hold on. Because you're in for one hell of a ride. It's only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute, but you must be 18. Sponsored by FK Enterprises.
Now remember, if you've never heard this before,
customer service.
We never speak to the horse.
777-1249.
They only talk to the tapes.
3 seconds after the tone. Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Wow.
Please be aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Right.
One moment, please.
Quality.
Press 1 to go 1. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Here we go. She got to tell her she's on the air.
Right.
I got a zillion types.
Hello?
Donna Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, hi.
I'm very, very sick.
Who's this?
Would you identify yourself?
This is Tiffany.
I beg your pardon?
This is Tiffany.
Well, hello!
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Who's that?
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
Oh, really?
Hi, sweetheart.
Why are they jealous of your fingernails? You get them polished?
I beg your pardon?
Do you get them polished?
Well, hello!
Is that Lieutenant Columbo?
I'm Major Bill Smith.
Hello?
I don't know, Don. Hello?
I kept hearing you saying hello in the background. And I wasn't really sure.
Hello?
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 Hi, Sky.
Oh,
well,
great.
I'm just not feeling too
close.
Oh, oh, we're on the party line now.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Oh, let me switch it up here then.
Booyah!
Hello?
Hello?
Booyah!
Hello?
Hello?
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
You're on the air, Donna Mike Show. I gotta tell every new person.
I don't like
here.
Jelly donuts.
Little bit hurting.
Oops.
Hmm.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello!
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Well, hello!
Sorry.
A lot of hellos.
Already been.
I'm fine with that.
Where's Anna Nicole?
Hold on a second.
I think it's the big C.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Pretty please?
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
Hello? Hello?
Hey. Hold on, I gotta eat something.
Come on, girls.
Hello? Hello?
Are they still there?
Shalom.
Hello?
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 Hello? Pardon?
Hello?
Don and Mike,
hi.
You're on the air.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, not much. What are you doing?
Hanging out.
I took the circuitous route, but I found it.
Just goofing off.
Well, hello!
Just laying around doing nothing.
Oh, yeah? Sounds like a pretty good lifestyle.
That ain't bad.
That sounds scrumptious.
Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, really?
Well, hello.
Is it hot down there?
Well, hello.
What?
No good.
You seem to be being ignored here.
Yeah. Where you at?
Try someone else.
Press 1 to go one-on-one with a Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
I'm going
to
tell every new person they're on here.
All right, here we go.
Come on, whore.
Hello?
Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello!
Hello.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm Sarah.
I beg your pardon?
Sarah?
I'm very, very sick.
You're very, very sick?
I'm very, very sick.
Bad.
Wow. How are you sick?
You would be the one that got killed, though.
Oh.
I would put money on it.
That's pretty sick right there.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm scared, Chief.
What was that?
Thank you so much.
I'm not a little kid. I'm Lisa.
You're Lisa?
Well, hello!
Wow.
We got a live one here. No pulse.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Right, he's at the fat farm.
What if we just got people
what?
Laughing at her?
Hold on a second.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women.
I got another horn.
My fingernail.
Keep trying.
I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegregious.
We're not getting anything from this girl.
I like Frankenstein.
No good.
To go what? Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
No good.
Anytime.
All right, where's the hello, hello? It's always got to be the first one. Hello, hello. Here it is.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson.
No good.
Like that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Don Mike, you're on the air.
I'm afraid
that's gone.
I had to delete it.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, you can go one-on-one.
To go one.
One-on-one.
Yeah, right.
Some guy really was going one-on-one.
The main menu, you can press star.
And then we walked in.
She's saying you could eat my...
Yeah. One-on-one, my butt.
She was planning to sit somewhere.
Yeah, but he couldn't.
Donna Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
He couldn't.
Hello.
Probably not.
Oh, jeez. This is gross.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep it hard.
Would you identify yourself?
Okay, we are.
Hi, sweetheart.
We seem to be walking around of occupied rooms today.
Only
seems to be a busy party.
Remember to get back to the main menu. You can press.
I'll try another line if we don't have any luck on this one.
Right.
It's saucy. It's the same people just hanging up.
Right. Yeah.
See if I can fit my.
Donna and Mike, you're on the air.
No. That's the same
again. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Let me try.
Feet. Feet never lets us down.
What kind of sex line advertises 101 and then...
Ooh, I'm so glad you called, because I'm ready to let go. Ooh, this wet, nasty tranny action is brought to you by...
Tranny.
The Eye. For only $2.99 to $5.99 per minute. And you have to be 18. And if you don't want to be billed, hang up now.
That
is wow. So connection fee will be...
What is it?
It's the transvestite line.
Ring begins 3 seconds.
We're dialing for transvestite.
There he is.
To help our hot girls give you just what you're looking for, please say your name and the state you're calling from at the tone.
I'm not a little kid. I'm Lisa.
Virginia.
If you're on a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one talk.
Right.
Only $3.99 per minute.
Come on, let's do it.
Here we go, babe.
Here we
Using
go.
Your touchtone phone, press 1 to talk to a hot, sexy girl. To choose from our hot girl fantasy menu, press 2. These girls just can't wait to get you up. Press 2 now. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3.
What if you want any girl?
Disciplined by our hot and sexy...
Any girl.
Press 3 now. To choose from our sexy female fantasy menu, press 4.
Okay.
Let these transvestites and transsexuals to share adventures with bold and beautiful transvestites, press 1. Thank you, sexy. Remember, you can push the star key at any time to talk to a different fantasy girl.
Okay.
Please hold on a second as we connect you.
Here we go.
I know you'll enjoy the call.
We do, too.
Here we go.
Comfortable. Get ready for some fun conversation.
Remember, press 1.
Your gorgeous dream girl is getting ready to talk with you right now.
Come on.
So don't hang up.
Pun intended.
She'll be with you in just a few more seconds.
Ready.
So lie back.
Come on.
Lie back.
I am.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Hello.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hi.
I'm Paul Miner.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, hello.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Would you identify yourself?
I'm Stacy.
I'm very, very sick.
Paul?
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
What?
Hello?
Paul?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I wish
my
you
nails
were
grow
here.
Long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
They are?
There ain't no sharper dude on the face of God's
what
earth than Major Bill Smith.
She's a good listener.
She just doesn't listen.
No.
She just doesn't listen.
Paul?
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
You take really good care of your hands?
She's in the tub.
Yeah.
Stay on the stick, baby. Stay on the stick.
I'm Paul Miner.
Huh? Are you stupid or something?
Oh, now maybe she's
What'd she say, Paul?
Blow me.
What?
I know that. I've done my research.
You did?
Hello? Hello?
So are you at home right now?
I don't know, Don.
Are you home?
Now, how about them apples?
Paul?
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
What did you say?
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Yeah, I know that. That sounds good.
I'm Paul Miner. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
You saw my picture of me and Zsa Zsa. The first thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Zsa Zsa. I bet
what
that's
you
kind
up
of
to today?
Don. I beg your pardon?
I said, what are you up to?
Yeah, I love Dick.
Huh?
Yeah, I love Dick.
Oh, my gosh, you are so bad.
That sounds scrumptious.
You're bad. Paul, you're bad.
Good, good.
You're good?
Good.
What are you wearing? Paul, what are you wearing right now?
Bella.
What do you have on?
Hold on. Where's I?
Are you wearing?
Hold on,
clothes?
I gotta eat something.
God damn it! Where's the cake? Thing? There you go. Hold on.
Paul?
That's good. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Paul. Paul.
Paul, baby.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm not a little kid. I'm Lisa.
You're who?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa?
Hey, take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
You are so bad.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're so loud.
Wah, 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 wah.
I like that.
I'm over here now.
I like that you're bad.
I'm gonna bad. Hold on a second.
I love it.
Bad. Bad.
Booyah!
What's that?
Oh! I know.
I beg your pardon?
You are bad.
That sounds scrumptious.
It does.
Now, how about them apples?
How about them apples, baby?
He's the schoolyard bully.
Let's pick him off the tree.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart.
You're going to give it to her?
Hey, try the Marriott burger.
That sounds scrumptious.
Oh, yeah.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
No?
I don't know what that meant.
I like that. I like it.
No good.
Oh, wow, that sounds good, too.
Wow. Would you identify yourself?
Yeah, I'm Stacy.
I don't know what that meant.
My name is Stacy.
You saw my picture of me and Jaja. The first thing you want to know is I'm getting along with Jaja. I'm not that kind of person, Don.
And I'm single.
Good, good.
And right now, I'm really, really lonely.
Good, good.
I need it. Huh? I need it one more time.
Yeah?
I need it. I need it one more time.
Oh, wow. I got something really special for you.
Oh, what could it be?
Oh, perfect.
It's a nice little 5'7", 140 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes.
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
I hope you like that.
Well, those are quality guests.
Oh, yes. Definitely, baby.
That sounds scrumptious.
Oh, you should see it. You should see what it looks like.
Zippy chance.
Huh?
Didn't have time. Found out this morning.
You did?
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
No way.
He must be money.
Nobody ever told me I was a moron.
It's not really a beer. It's a TV set.
No way.
She's the best.
I don't believe that.
She's the best.
Did we lose her?
Hello?
I can't believe that. No way.
I'm very, very sick.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very, very sick.
No good.
Oh, my gosh, Bill.
Bill? Oh, the kiss of death.
The what?
All the silly schools wear Nike.
Yeah, everybody loves Nike.
Thank you.
I love Nike, too.
You know, you would have thought I would have thought about this.
I love, you know what I love? I love the Nike Air Jordans.
Keep grilling me. I definitely found it.
Yeah. That's my favorite, too. Oh, you are such a gentleman.
I beg pardon.
You're not a pig.
I beg pardon.
Don't think you're a pig. You're such
Thank you.
A gentleman.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which
wow.
took first place.
Really?
BMW.
No way.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on them.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you identify yourself?
Yeah.
Would you identify yourself?
Sure would.
Would you identify yourself?
Yes, baby, I would identify myself.
Would you identify yourself?
Yes, I'm Cynthia Smithson.
I beg pardon?
162131.
I beg pardon?
You got that?
I beg pardon? Hello?
You get that?
Hello?
Yeah,
I had to take the beasts over to the in-laws' house before I went to the golf course.
Could you identify yourself?
Fantastical.
You're Taffy Cole. Really?
Fantastical.
We gotta wind this up.
Fantastical.
Girl, we should really
bottle her. Wow.
Put this girl in a jar somewhere.
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right.
Might want to start being mean to her though for trying to end the call.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but
she gone?
We're just waiting for her.
Not responding to that.
Hello?
No good.
Oh.
Is that it?
She gone?
No good.
Nope, she's still there.
No good.
Identify yourself.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Excuse me? You're concerned about what?
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
At the White House?
Right.
The Capitol?
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
No way. I didn't know that.
That's why I've got Vibrin. I'm going to take like five of them at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's... I'm Paul Minder.
That'd be great, Paul.
Okay, all right, we got to end this. Here we go. Just...
Thank you.
We could have some fun.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Identify yourself.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Minder.
You're Paul?
Yeah. All right. You know, you would do it forever.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Best ever.
I mean,
that is the best phone hoe in the history of the game.
Is she great or what?
She is fantastic. She's like right out of a movie.
I love that laugh.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Paul.
God, that was fantastic.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Donovan.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hey.
He made it up.
I don't know. When I've had so much fun. What a fantastic dumb bitch.
She was the best.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Really good. She was good. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Saddam Hussein rattles his sabers.
Ah, Saddam.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm not sure. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Now, how about them apples? Right.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Philly. We are coming there.
Yeah baby.
We are doing a Las Vegas style show next Friday.
All right.
Week from tomorrow. And we're doing it from somebody's house.
Very exciting.
We bring everything. Beverages, party supplies, music, DJ. Cash prizes.
That's right. Somebody's going to walk out of there with cash.
Send us a note on the fax. 800-636-6410. Tell us why we should come to your house. Be there Friday night in Philadelphia.
Fantastic.
800-636-6410. That is the fax number here. And now it's time.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
That's right.
And now,
go-go news.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike. Saddam Hussein announced today that anyone who attacks Iraq will die in disgraceful failure. White House official responded by saying, "We have all heard this speech before." The Iraqi leader was speaking on this, the 14th anniversary of the end of the Iran-Iraq war. And as he made the speech, thousands of armed volunteers marched through the streets of Baghdad. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, now says the U.S. will not be allowed to use that country in any way in an attack on Iraq.
They're the enemy.
The Saudis say the attack is unnecessary because Iraq is taking steps to allow United Nations inspectors to look for nuclear or biochemical weapons.
Excuse me, Saudi Arabia, did we just save their ass in the last war?
Yeah, and how many hijackers were Saudis? I mean, wasn't it like 11 out of the 17?
Right, yeah.
You're right, Mike, 11.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
Here's some good financial news for a change.
First, the government says wholesale prices are down, even though gasoline prices are up. The prices on cars, food, and electronics are down more. Also, another report out today says the job picture is brighter, with fewer new claims for unemployment.
The future's so bright you have to wear shades.
And the stock market's up again today. And now, a Washington, D.C. man has come down with the dreaded West Nile virus.
Oh, no.
Radio 156.
No.
Headline news.
Go ahead, Buzz.
The 55-year-old man is described as severely ill, but doctors say his condition has not worsened. The man's being treated at Maryland Hospital, where he's listed in stable condition. He was diagnosed with West Nile while he was getting a regular checkup for his leukemia. That disease and the treatments for it have left his immune system very susceptible. The man lives in D.C.'s Ward 3, where they found most of the birds with the virus locally. 112th case this year in the United States.
Yeah.
the operating table. How are you to know that the surgeon walks away to go to the ATM?
Give me the story in 10 seconds.
A Massachusetts medical board suspended Dr. David Arndt for supposedly walking away from an open incision to make a half-hour trip to the bank. He says he had to pay his bills, and he regrets doing this.
Thank you, Buzz.
Patient is fine.
We have to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. 10 people fell into a shark tank last night in New Orleans. They were at the Aquarium of the Americas walking the steel footbridge over the shark tank. The bridge collapsed.
Oh, my God.
Despite all the splashing, the sharks did not attack, and no one was seriously hurt. Few people got cut on barnacles. Experts say the sharks didn't attack, probably because they'd just been fed, they were used to divers in the tank, and they were startled by the commotion.
And then they all went back to the Infinity Broadcasting headquarters.
Oh, man, this was not the best visit I've ever had.
A federal judge says calling someone Monica Lewinsky...
No, the sharks.
Yeah, the sharks.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, the people.
They were in the tank.
The sharks. That
I get it.
The tank.
I get jokes.
Back to the news.
A federal judge says calling someone Monica Lewinsky, who's not, may be highly offensive, but not necessarily sexual harassment.
He was a whore.
In New York, a student accused her professor of subjecting her to a sexually hostile environment by calling her Monica. Judge Howard Munson says that's not nice, but not sexual harassment.
There you go.
In sports, Barry Bonds continues his chase for career homer number 600 this afternoon as San Francisco hosts the Cubs. Oakland and the Red Sox face off tonight in Boston, with both teams trailing Anaheim by a game and a half in the American League's wild card race. The players have dropped their decades-old opposition to mandatory drug testing. They've now agreed to be checked for steroids starting next year. And a key point for talks.
That's the steroid testing sounder.
And finally, in Washington, D.C., someone was throwing darts at people. In San Antonio, it's something else. Several people got sprayed last night with something that made them itchy, a foul-smelling liquid that burned their eyes. A woman got doused near a mall. 6 members of a family were also hit. And some folks got drenched by the 2-gallon bucketful that was dumped from a bridge over San Antonio's famous river walk.
Either brown or white.
No, wrong on both counts.
Yellow.
Really? Several people had to strip down and get hosed off. The health department says the liquid was stale urine.
God.
Police questioned 2 teenagers but had to let them go for lack of witnesses or evidence.
Oh,
no, there was evidence.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
This is a boating accident.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta go.
You
no. Billy. 800-636-6410. That's the fax number.
Send us your faxes and tell us why you want us to do the Las Vegas Style Show from your home.
Next Friday. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Santana.
Yeah, let's run the switch.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140 KHTK. I'm back.